I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
How's everybody doing today? Welcome to Hot Topics, Cool Friends.
Yes, today you get to listen to Wendy and I again. Part two.
It's kind of part two. It is part two, yes. And I think, you know, a lot has happened since, was that just a year ago, our first one? I think it was just over a year ago.
And so we have so many guests on a waiting list, but we needed to, since we always have cool friends, we decided we're going to discuss a hot topic today, right? So we're going to talk about how you survive. I mean, we opened a business. That's hard enough to do. And then we opened that during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We survived a flood. Mm-hmm. And now we have a giant construction zone coming.
Coming in downtown Savannah. Yes.
Coney Island.
I think it's going to be, you know what, we're going to make the best out of it. Yeah. The term cockroaches of entrepreneurship just is funny to me because sounds like...
Are you saying we're annoying? Because cockroaches are
They are really annoying. They don't go away. You can't get rid of them, seems
there you
like.
Go.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can. I really never had a lot of cockroaches. But,
all right. So I did live with cockroaches.
You did?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Once your place is infested with cockroaches, it's very difficult to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And so you have the people come, and it doesn't matter how clean you are, because trust me, anyone that's been to my house knows I'm a fanatic. Uh-huh. And I always was. But, you know, those cockroaches.
I like how you say cockroaches.
Why? What are they called?
You say it. It's your accent pops
cockroaches.
Up.
Cockroaches.
Well, cockroaches. Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
From New York. You got cockroaches from New York.
Well, anyway. So they're just, some of them just linger. They're so just there. Like you said, you can't get rid of them.
Is that like us then?
That is like us. So I guess we could be the cockroaches of entrepreneurship.
They're very resilient.
Yeah.
Little things. And I think we are too. Maybe not little, but.
I mean, last time we did talk about the pandemic.
Yes.
And that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we opened right in the middle of 2020 of August, sort of just like, yeah, what do you want to do? Let's do this. And we did it. Opened in a week. Great year. Great couple years. Very weird. Like, is your memory shot? I think I have short-term memory loss.
No, I think I was thinking of that on the way here. Like, so we did go through the pandemic and a flood, and now we're coming up to another challenge. Mm-hmm. But I think with people like us, we don't look at it as though, oh my God, I can't believe that we have to do that, and I can't believe this is what's going on. I looked back at the flood. And it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to just check in on the guys today. And, oh, my gosh, can you believe? I don't know. It was, I think it's the way you know, in life, it's not what happens to us. It's how we react to it.
I know. That's so true. I was thinking we should look up some real good inspirational quotes.
That's one.
That is a good one. Good job. Yeah, I think that there's different types of people. And I know that after talking to other entrepreneurs, having children that are entrepreneurs, friends, whatever, ourselves, you realize that those people, I don't want to say welcome adversity, but it's almost like, yeah, bring it on. Then we'll just pivot and try. Well, then we'll just create something new.
We're a different breed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was like my sister-in-law she was getting married to my brother, and she's like, I just need an hour a week. Like, can you meet on your lunch? I'm like, yeah, no, I don't get a lunch. You know, I'm going from one job to another. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't give you the same hour, you know, and I don't know if I could even deal with that.
Clocking in and out type of person. No. It's tricky. Yeah.
It's tricky.
So, yeah. So a year ago, I think you had not started working your new job, I don't think.
No. Then. Oh, yeah. I'm there over a year. Okay. August of 20. Something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even
know.
So
we both have jobs that are, you know.
That was funny because Wendy gets a second job, right? And the guy calls me to at like, you know,
CEO.
When you refer.
My CEO calls
Yeah, but
her.
I Let's didn't know it was it. The CEO. I had no clue. She did not tell me that.
He's a very
and
nice, humble
I didn't really want her to get another job. So I was like, you know, I said all the good things because I had to tell the truth and you know. But then I was like, I just don't want Wendy to really work. I don't know. And anyway, why aren't you hiring me?
He was cracking up over you. He likes you.
But it was just funny. Yeah. And then,
I don't think he's ever had anybody probably have a job, you know, a job reference call say, no, I don't think I want you to hire her. I'm like, no, I don't like that idea at all.
I don't.
Maybe he has. I don't
know. So when John offered me a job at the financial firm, I was like, oh, I don't know. So I thought about it for 3 days. And then, of course, I call Wendy, who does 5,000 different things. And I go, what do you think? And she goes, well, take it. And I'm like, well, yeah, if Wendy could do it, I could do it. So one day I asked her, I go, how do you get 30 hours in and work at the store? And she's like, and she told me what she can do a lot at home.
Well, yes, well, right. Know. It's tricky.
But I was tricky. I was driving myself bonkers. I'm like, this is not for me. Mm-hmm.
Now I have it straight.
I am so much happier, you know, just so everybody knows.
Good. And at the beginning of all of this, you know, I've had other people, close people, tell us, you know, you should probably commit totally to your main gig, this, our boutique. So you should quit everything else, dive in 100%. And in the beginning, I was all on board with that thought. Obviously, I quit my hospital job and then went, oh, okay. But I'm not sure I agree with that anymore. I really kind of think, you know, especially with the way the economy is and just life in general, it's good to have a plan B. And if the plan B is really plan A for most of the time, and then you flip, you know, I don't know, I hope I'm making sense, but it's okay. It's okay to, and thank goodness we have good employees and friends that help us at the store.
I don't know.
Guess what I'm saying is I like my job.
I was complaining once and they said, well, why don't you give up something? And I'm like, no, I love everything I do. And then I thought, you better stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we got to keep it in. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your second job?
Well, so I work part-time as a back office, non-registered.
What's the terms with your job?
Financial assistant. It's fun. You know what's fun about it is because I'm so not an office person. So when I call these other office people, I say things that I probably shouldn't, and I don't care because...
It's probably refreshing for them, though. Because they're probably, you know, it's very used. They're used to the.
Well, I don't know. I called the one guy was not doing his job, and he kept telling me he was gonna expedite stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, listen, if you don't do it, you're like the little boy who cried wolf. And then I hung up, and John's like, did you just tell that man that he was like the little boy that cried wolf? And I'm like, yeah, I did, because he is. He needs to get the job done.
Did he
what
do it?
What is wrong with these people?
Did he get it done?
He did.
There you go. So that's all matters.
But yeah.
Yeah, and you're learning all sorts of, you work for a great guy, and you learn all sorts of financial things.
I love it. I really like it.
I think that's.
Everybody needs a financial advisor. That's what I learned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that job, and I love the store, and you know.
Mm-hmm. So I work for hospice in Fulton Williams in Defiance County, and I just really love, first of all, any hospice organization, and the nurses are just fabulous rock star angels. It's a different breed of people. My organization, we've been around 50 years. I can't say enough, took care of my family members. That's why I took the job. But so now I've got 3 counties where I market fundraising and events. It's kind of nerve-wracking at times because, well, the company lets me do on my time, which is great, and I can, you know, work it out. But when you have to bring in, you know, when things rely on you to, you know, the prices, not prices, but fundraising, when you need to make a certain amount of money to keep things going, it's a little nerve-wracking. And I don't know if I'm that good at it.
I think you're amazing.
I feel like, first of all, there's really, really, really good people at it. And I would like to maybe follow them more and find out, get some tips. My advice is to always learn because there's always someone better at this, you know, at everything you do.
My mom always told me that.
Yeah.
Always surround yourself with people that are better than
smarter,
you.
Smarter, right.
So you can learn.
Yeah.
And that's why Wendy is the president.
Stop. Well, that's not even true, but I just, yeah. So I love my job. I do. I love it. And we try to create fun events to get people, you know, to come and you know, hear about what we do, what have been doing for 50 years and how local matters. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a local company and, Yeah, so everything from bingo events to hops to hop for history and hospice. I can't speak.
Hops for hospice.
Yes, and history last year.
I'll see you the H's.
Yeah, and all the fun events. So you'll have to follow us to find out because Lori will be singing at one of them in the near future.
So when Wendy and I were talking, that's when we decided to have this type of episode to give you like tips and tricks of the trade to be a cockroach in the business, to stay, resilient. Well, anyway, just, having your own business. And when you come up with challenges, mm-hmm. or things that can possibly get in your way and you want to get down, but you really, you have to always take a step back and look at why you started what you did. Mm-hmm. And I learned a long time ago that if you have a decision to make and you had set a goal and maybe you didn't reach that goal, or you're getting ready to set a goal, or you're getting ready to face your street being closed, like literally we don't have a back entrance to our business mm-hmm. and only a front entrance, which is going to be closed. The front door will be closed.
Yeah.
And like, we can't come down the chimney because there is
one. Don't have a chimney.
So, but you look mm-hmm. at things and you always have to look at, okay, if I decide not to do X, Y, Z, how am I going to feel at the end of it? Or yes. if we decide to do mm-hmm. ABC, how are we going to feel at the end mm-hmm. of it? Mm-hmm. And you have to always take that step back and say, okay, let's look at the positive. When this stuff is, when the construction is completed, it is going to be absolutely beautiful.
There's always a positive. Even when our flood, which cracks me up when we call it a flood, because sometimes I just feel like people think a lake appeared. Or
it kind of did. There were 3,000 gallons of water coming into our store. That's
like,
a third of our pool.
It's a lot. That is a lot of water. You're right. It was a flood. But look, the store looks better now. Mm-hmm. We, refreshed inventory. We had time off with our families. There's, of course, there's financial stress, but it all works out. And I think this will be really great. Our Sylvania Chamber and the Redbird are just really on it. They have figured out how to keep us informed and tell us what's happening
and the
city itself, right. The whole thing is
we're really, just going to have a lot of fun with it. And that's what you need to do to mm-hmm. keep going. I think one of our, what's his name? Jeff
Bolin.
Bolin. Mm-hmm. And he sat there and what he said was, and so if you guys haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen, because he was, like, they struggled. Mm-hmm. And, he always was taught to have a savings account. Mm-hmm. He said his dad taught him to have a savings account so that he can actually survive a certain time mm-hmm. that is rough. And they've been around forever.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear. And sometimes when you're in that struggle or that challenge, and that's why we did this today, is you need to hear that you're not alone. There's people, especially with this economy, who mm-hmm. are really struggling. But you just, again, got to take that step back and say, okay, how am I going to feel at the end of this?
Right.
If I give up, mm-hmm. how am I going to feel if I press on?
Yeah. So we are going to get the camper out. If you haven't seen the camper, we'll have to post some photos later. Follow us on our Facebook. But
you're going to see it a lot.
You're going to see it a lot. Matter of fact, if you'd like us to come to your house, we will come.
Yeah, we're going to Chris's.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Chris and Michelle, here we go.
Yeah. So back in the day, like at LuLaRoe days, that's how I would get in the camper and if anybody remembers those lovely leggings with all the Dorito chip prints on them. But
I have to say I wasn't a fan.
I know. Well
you had some cute clothes, though.
I know. There's some things you just got what they sent you. But anyway, 200 shows. They're soft. She loved them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're soft. 200 shows in the camper.
Chris wore them too. Michelle told me Chris wore them. To bed.
You know what, Chris? They'd be great to wear under running when you're running.
Oh,
that would honestly. I sold them to some runners. I'm not even kidding. Football
well, maybe
players
under your shorts.
Well, yeah.
Because can you imagine the boys running?
Football players. I mean, really, we sold them to a lot of people. So we're gonna get the camper out. Long story short, we're gonna find some vintage markets, maybe Toledo Night Market, and just hit the road.
Yeah.
So we're going to need help.
Well, I tell all of our customers that come in, now watch our Facebook page. Because if you see a GoFundMe, that means the struggle just got real.
Our camper's not all like a lot of boutique campers you can walk in and it's hanging up. People need to realize that two 50-something-year-olds are loading up an entire store in a truck. And then we haul the camper basically
for
people to try their clothes on. And it's a lot of work. And, you know, sometimes racks fall over in the mud. Sometimes the wind catches the tent and crunches it.
Oh, my gosh. Like sometimes you're standing in the camper and it's just pulling away. Why? Because Wendy doesn't realize it's still attached.
Yeah. I haven't driven in a while. Hopefully I get
I could never do it that. I mean, even
you
the
could.
Way that you turn that thing up. Mm-mm. I tried it once. I'm still injured.
Well, that's, yeah, it's 1955. That's old. Yeah, if anybody's, you know, feeling like they need to donate an Airstream.
Right.
That has an automatic hitch. I would be on board for that. That would be so great.
We
a little tax write-off.
People come into my work and they're like, I just don't know what to do with this money. And I sit there and I can't say anything. And I'm going to follow them out and go, listen, I've got lots and lots of things that you could do with that.
Yeah.
Here you go.
No. I mean, right?
I'm teasing.
Oh, my goodness. So I think the moral of the story for us is it's, yes, we are cockroaches. But
see, cockroaches.
I like how
better.
You say it better.
Cockroaches.
There's not an A in there, but right? No.
No, there's not, but I make one.
I like it.
Okay. So the moral of the story is, if you are a small business owner, you can reach out to us. We have lots of fun ideas, too. I think that
we have learned a lot that I think we've forgotten. We've learned so much we've forgotten a lot of it. I mean, from getting the liquor, the wine, beer license and how that went and, you know, working with the Department of Taxation and the Secretary of State, and I can tell you what numbers to call and not to call, and you
and
know,
who's nice and
who's
not.
Nice and who's not, and like why even don't do it, you know, all the little things, the Ohio Gateway. Oh, that's a whole nother podcast. I was on with them yesterday because Sophie, my daughter, opened a new business, a little coffee shop and a spa, and. Anyway, nobody really cares unless you're in the Ohio Gateway, but their website is a train wreck, but they're working on it. So
they just
good.
Renewed it. Have you ever been on it?
Probably not. Probably not needed. But anyway, they're working on it, and I found a nice man to speak to there. So if you need help with that, what else have we learned? That
a lot of things.
Yeah, retail. And
most of all, like I said before, it's not, you know, what happens to you. It's how you react to it.
And I still go back to
the huge thing.
Yeah. How you react, and still go back to sort of the, you know, if you get into the business of retail or small business, I feel like you need to realize one minute, like I said, you'll feel like you're, I don't know who to use as the analogy anymore. I was using Kanye West, but now I think I should switch.
Elon Musk. Oh, well, I don't think we can
whoever.
Use him anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Anyway, someone very wealthy.
Very wealthy. One minute you feel like that, and the next you're like, where is the closest plasma donation center?
Right. Did you know someone told me that you can make like $800
oh,
a
yes.
month there?
Yeah.
So we might have to be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
There's
one in BG.
You know? Hey, pivot. Wendy, what are you doing today? We're going to give plasma. Anyway.
Well,
I'm that good blood. I can give blood, but I don't think you get paid for giving blood.
I don't think so. No.
That's just out of the kindness of your heart.
That's just being nice, yeah.
I would give plasma out of the kindness of my heart, too.
Yeah.
I mean, people
sure.
need it, right?
Right. But, yeah.
Anyway, we went from business to plasma and blood. So go see your American Red Cross. Anyway.
Yes. Well, this was fun. I think we should, you know, maybe start having all the podcasters that we've had on in the last year back on to see how things have changed and, you know, grown for them, the musicians. There's a lot of changes there, especially the first couple ones we've had, you know, and like you mentioned, Josh Bolin, and I mean, even my son Nick, he's got another place now, and it's just.
And Ella Cole, she opened up a School of Voice.
School of Voice, see?
Which is a fun business.
Yeah. I want to learn how to sing. You know, I do still. I need a car ride so you can teach me.
I was teaching Wendy how to sing in a car. You have a good voice. You just have to sing from your diaphragm.
Instead of my nasalness?
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
It's okay.
Some people like that. I
do not.
Do not.
That's fine. So, well, thanks for listening to us today. And
and remember, do you give up or press on? Press on.
Press on.
Be
a cockroach.
Cockroach. Join joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.